it looks like our heroes have blessings and tribulations in their future. On the one hand, this masquerade is the perfect opportunity to spy on all the different groups within the city. But Selena is the guest of honor, making it a little harder for her to blend into the crowd. And that is not mentioning that Miguel has been keeping tabs on her. What else does he know? The group will need to plan their next moves carefully if they are to avoid suspicion.
Alright, last time we left off, you all had just, well, some of you all have just learned of a masquerade. So we resume where you guys are all meeting with Catalina to discuss this masquerade and how you, if it's worth infiltrating, and if you want to infiltrate it, how you will do it and what you are seeking in it.
Alright, cheers to this being possibly one of the worst nights of my life.
Oh, it'd be fun!
I mean, I'm glad to find out that you're not dead. That's very good to hear.
I mean, it can't be that worse than the night when my dad died and then we all had to flee, so...
Okay, my life. I understand it was bad for you, Katita, but this is not going to be great either. This is not a competition!
I didn't think it was happy, happy fun time for you either when you went on the run for 3 years. Sorry.
I will say, in terms of the worst ways that I have traveled on a boat with a squid monster, not actually that bad. It was not terrible. I enjoyed, like, most of the time on the boat.
Are there more than one time you've traveled with squid monster?
No, I'm just saying that the squid monster was not bad, and neither were all of you. So, you know, look on the bright side. But yes, we are going to a masquerade. I cannot wait.
It's going to be fun, right?
I am looking forward to it. Why are you not?
Why am I not?
Looking forward to it, yes.
Because it's about me. You do understand that, right? Like, all eyes are going... I don't like it when people are looking at me.
This confuses me. All right, now look. I understand, yes, my, like, thing is different than your thing, and I tend to attract the eyes to me. I get that. But... you feel that you are a person worthy of celebration, and also, like, would you not jump at the chance to shame your parents, the horrible brother?
That feels like a good selling point for you.
I don't think it's shaming them. And you know, okay, look, I understand that I'm the only one here that was born in nobility, but there is, like,
I mean...
Okay, I'm talking about them, Gatita, come on.
I mean...
Play the game here with me, okay? I am talking to the rest of them.
Do I just think it's a little rude to not include the literal highest ranking nobility here?
Okay, well, okay. I will shut up then, Gatita. I will let you talk, well, because you understand and what is going through my head right now.
All things being fair, you're not the highest ranking nobility right now. You own nothing. But we're working on that. That is a goal.
I mean, technically, I own the Gravediggers and the Duke's Rebellion. That's something.
No, I mean... The squid monster.
Lena, though, what's your worry? What's your concern here?
My concern here is that I'm not actually planning on going in this to embarrass my parents. Like, I'm not... That's not the goal here. The goal here is to get through the night and then move on.
Well, okay, so let's discuss this, right? Because, like, if the goal here was literally nothing, you might as well just not go and make your parents angry at you. Like... I feel like, in my mind, we need to ascertain whether or not your family, which is a strong family of, you know, men-at-arms and your brother, I have understood is annoying, but the best sword fighter ever, in air quotes.
That's not true, but...
Look, I don't believe any story that I'm not making up, so, you know, I believe what I see, not what someone tells me. I am too good a liar. But, I mean, look, I'm predisposed to assume that he's going to be a piece of garbage, but all of you are not, so it's possible that they could be useful allies, maybe.
Wait. Imposter Catalina be there?
We could kill her. We could burn her. Burn her with fire.
I'm going to guess that there's going to be too many people there protecting her to be able to do that.
I don't know if she'll be there. I don't know if your family is close with her. but
I didn't know either.
Also, that would be something to use to figure out, though. Like, if she is there,
yeah,
we should get information on that. We should get information on who is connecting with her, who is close to her.
Yeah, we can ask around about her. Yes, yes.
Also, I don't think just straight up murder is the way to go to us establishing being in control, because I don't think all of the guards are just going to be immediately like, cool, assassin killed Catalina again. Let's follow the assassin. I don't think that's how it works.
You're not going to assassinate them. None of you should do that's like a me and maybe Cormac wearing a mask thing. Not to you guys. You're not assassins.
I'd like to see you convince Cormac to wear a mask and not just rip it off and say, I'm Cormac O'Rourke. You may have heard of me.
Oh, this is a masquerade. Yeah.
I will say, I watched Cormac do an assassination and it was grim, and that's coming from me.
Okay, hang on though. So, you all want to be a part of this? Like, let me just, like...
Obviously, yes.
Okay, you're not just going to let me go off and do this and get this over with.
Why would we do that? No, I'm definitely going.
Well, because it's going to be embarrassing for me, but I also can't blame you for not wanting to pass it up. Okay.
I mean, there's going to be a lot of people there.
Look at it this way. If someone embarrasses you, I will light them on fire. And then, you know, what's more embarrassing?
Then you can just say to them when they say something mean to Lena, liar, liar, pants on fire, and then light them on fire.
That's actually not bad. Yeah, I could save that one.
good line.
No one's ever said that before. We will keep it. Usually it involves squirrels and curses from old women, but you know. Anyways, so first of all, find out if maybe your family could be sympathetic, and if they can, we'll have to be nice to them. And if they can't, then we will have to publicly humiliate them, which is like kind of a win-win.
Well, and realistically, I can definitely start talking to people there and kind of pick up what everyone is talking about if they have strong opinions one way or another.
Well, and okay, so like let's then break down the other like powers at play here, right? Señor Santiago is the one who is currently in charge of the City Watch, which is like the largest organized fighting force in the city, right?
Yes.
Like beyond House Men at Arms, this is who patrols the streets. So your brother is kind of like second in command, boots on the ground, the person the men respect, right?
Yes.
So, well, I mean, there's sort of two things, right? Is your brother someone who, you know, if Señor Santiago stabbed himself 5 times in the back and threw himself off a roof, would your brother just be like, I'm in charge now and I'm, you know, sympathetic to our cause? Or is your brother someone that we need to destabilize as a ruling force within that in favor of somebody else who also has an important name and has maybe proven herself to be a viable person?
I do not know where he stands right now.
Well, you know, wine and dancing makes everyone's tongue loose.
All right, so first thing, figuring out where Lena's family stands, specifically Miguel. Where is he going to fall when things go south? Second thing would be imposter Catalina. Who's connected with her? If she's there, find out things about her that way. If not, just talk to people and get their sense of how they feel about her. We'd be getting a different Soid than the people we've talked to so far. I imagine regular average people might feel differently than nobility. So that's two things. Anything else propaganda-wise?
Oh, advertise the circus. Yes, advertise the circus. That for sure would be a good idea. In fact, maybe do like a performance, you know, like, oh, come and see
it. Oh, is that our way in? Could we get hired as entertainment?
Oh, definitely we could get hired as entertainment.
Okay.
What?
No, I'm going to stop you right there for just a second, because what I want to remind everyone is what Gelly told me when we first came back, which is that, according to Fake Alina, she killed all of you and came back.
Oh, I won't be me. I can use fake name.
Well, that's why I want to make sure. Yeah. I know you are, you know, a performer, very talented, but, like, we need to make sure that this is Not you.
No, that's fine. Cormac is the one who wants to be, like, who wants the name.
Right. First thing, Cormac, I don't think he's able to not say his name. Like, I think it's a compulsion at a certain point.
What other name could I have?
Seamus.
Not Seamus.
Hang on, what are you actually cursed? Like, is this like a thing, like, that you have to say your name? Because there's like things I have to do because I was cursed. Is that like...
No.
Because now I'd feel bad if it was like a curse thing, you know, because I've like kind of come at you a little bit about it.
Yeah, so Cormac, are you stupid or are you cursed? Which one? Nozra wants to know.
No, I mean like...
Well, no, I couldn't want to say I'm cursed.
Look, sometimes ego is a curse that we must battle through our lives and come out the other side victorious and better than ourselves.
If you're gonna give Nostroy me a moral lesson, Nostroy, at least have some fire puppets with it.
Also, Nostroy still deep in that tunnel of going through your ego. Like, hasn't come out the other side yet.
Oh, I am the ego. There is no one better than me, and there never will be.
As I said, still on his journey.
I am not the young man, and I have yet to be beaten. So what is the point of humility? It's just a lie.
Except for some scary rocks that have werewolves in them. That kind of puts you on your...
That was cheating. That was cheating. They didn't kill me, so I won. I don't know.
You told me there's no such thing as cheating. There's only winning. I think the rocks won.
I think the rocks won.
And I didn't die. So I don't need you taking...
I'm with Gotalina on this one.
I don't need you taking sides on this one. Anyways, moving on.
No, point two. I have a point two.
Okay.
I don't know if the fire magic is the best idea, because Nostra, you're super wanted.
Oh, okay. No, that is fine. I can do other things.
Okay, like, I'm not trying to, like, be mean about it. It's just, you did burn off
the guard's
face. There
is that guard, yeah.
I did kind of burn the guard really badly, yeah.
Have you seen the wanted posters around town for us? Like, Cormac is like 5,000.
5,000?
Wait till you hear that, like, Nostra is 500,000.
500,000?
I don't think
that... He's a weak old man!
He did burn off someone's face.
I burnt off someone's face.
But still! 5,000! I'm offended!
We can work on you being...
Okay.
Later, can we talk to Miguel about upping that number?
Okay, Nostra, next time this happens, right before you burn someone's face off, go, "My name's Cormac O'Rourke, you may have heard of me," and then burn his face. And then Cormac's bounty will go up.
Ooh, I'm trying to decide what my, like, second stagecraft would be besides fire puppetry.
Do you do something with knives?
No, technically no.
Okay. Only one type of knife.
I'm actually just pulling up my character sheet now real quick, because I'm curious if there's anything on it that would lend itself to other, like, performance skills. But I'll think of something. Doesn't matter.
Acrobatics.
Well, I was wondering if I had something in that, but I don't know that I particularly do.
Do you used to juggle?
Man, not really. All right, anyways.
So some sort of, like, sword fighting thing. That would be fine.
Yes, right, because I can just be the ringleader and telling the stories of Cormac O'Rourke, the greatest sword fighter that ever lived on a boat.
Yes.
And by boat, you mean very specific one boat.
Wait, so are you planning to tell a story about Cormac O'Rourke? The city guard who ran away with the Duchess, the Duke's daughter?
No, look,
killed by Fakalina?
I have informed Cormac that this is maybe not a great idea, but have been ignored. So, we are using the name Cormac O'Rourke.
Actually, hold on a second. What if we dramatized Imposter Catalina coming into power? Like, her getting kidnapped. Oh no, that wouldn't work because Lena is directly involved in that. That'd be bad. That'd be real bad.
I would say we should probably stay away from that. That whole topic?
Yeah, no.
I was thinking
maybe we dramatize Catalina getting kidnapped and then, like, her grand escape and, like...
What if we dramatize it that Lena
helped her? Okay, so here's my thing. I honestly think without knowing what story that is, presenting a new version to a bunch of people in power may not be the best idea.
Oh, well, no, so what we do, Cormac O'Rourke, The knight who has never been here before, he has spent the last decade defending a lost princess from the, what is it, Glimmering Isles? Is that what it's called?
Glimmer Isles.
Glimmer Isles! The long-lost princess, whatever, fill in name. We don't call it, Catalina and Fakalina, but, we say she was usurped by her evil cousin. She was on the run from pirates, enslavers, and Cormac O'Rourke. Freed slaves and defend the princess that he loves all the seas. We make it a big, cute story. It's a whole thing,
Sounds good to me. I'm in.
Okay, so point number two. What we are planning to do here, if you all are the performers, how do you propose getting into mixing in with the nobility?
Oh, well, look, once I give a stunning performance, people will want to meet me, want to shake my hand, go, oh my gosh, where can I see you again? I must have you at my next party,
What if we get some of us to go with Nostroy, but some of us get an invitation?
I definitely don't think all of you should come with me as performer, because Magdalena does not need to be,
I'm already there.
Yes. And maybe Magdalena, Sigurd III has hired muscle, makes a lot of sense. Catalina, I am not sure you should come full stop. You probably should stay here, right?
She's got the bracelet. She can come.
That's fair, but we're not exactly coming. All of us technically are wanted criminals, and associating with us is maybe, bad. If you do come, I do not think you should be involved with me. A person who is advertising for a criminal, because that does put you in a great deal of danger.
Right, I think that's probably best if I scrounge up an invite otherwise.
Or, you could be like a lady in waiting for Magdalena, like a handmaid or something like that, Honestly, I do not know enough about this culture. Whoever puts on your shoes for you, you know what I'm saying?
Lena, I don't mean offense by this. Is your family rich enough for that?
Oh, I thought they were super rich. Never mind.
No, we're definitely on the lower side.
Okay.
Oh. That's kind of why this is a big deal and why I can't skip, because this is a big deal for my family.
Yeah, from what I understand, if things haven't changed a ton for... what's your last name, Lena?
Rosero.
If things haven't changed for the Roseros, they're kind of low aristocracy, and I think Lena being in the Duke's Guard and Miguel being second in command of all of the Watch is very prestigious for them and is helping to move them up in rank.
I see.
Lena and Miguel both got it more so based on skill than on connections.
This makes sense. I can understand this. Okay.
I might be able to convince my parents to let me have, 1+1. So maybe I could get one of us in, but I think that is all I'm going to be able to do.
I think having a guard would make sense, And then,
even though I am a guard and I'm perfectly capable of taking care of myself.
No, I know this, but you're the important guest. You should not have to sully your hand by raising a blade at your own party. Even though you would probably be better. Yeah, anyways, doesn't matter. Does Sigurd III have a big, scary brand on her face?
She does have that, but it's a masquerade. It's not the problem.
Oh, okay, yeah, never mind. We're good then. We're good. Okay, we're fine.
Sigurd III puts the brand on top of the mask. Just paints it on.
Puts it onto the design of the mask.
Yes, but Catalina, I think that whatever way you get in needs to be, beyond reproach, not, potentially getting caught up in the heist of whatever we do.
That seems fair. I think, I'll talk with the gravediggers. I'm sure there's... Well, the Duke's Rebellion has some minor aristocracy in it as well. I'm sure that get an invite from one of them that is not wanting to go or conveniently sick, supporting the cause.
Recently dead.
That would work. We're not going to just kill someone who's on our side.
No, I didn't say but people die,
Yes, it's a little bleak.
Would you rather just kill somebody? They're not using it.
No?
I'm not saying murder.
I figured we'd just ask someone who's alive. Is that so wrong?
Yes. In terms of some... It doesn't matter. You do what you think is right. I'm just not saying kill someone to take their invitation. I just meant the guy died of old age.
He's saying there's probably someone who died recently. We don't need to take away somebody else's invitation who could also be there and be back up.
Right. Do you blame me for me assuming you meant kill someone?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, I do kind of blame you for that, yes.
Look who raised me. She stares very pointedly at you.
You were like 10 when I was, and I mean, I wasn't the only, there's 3 other adults here, not just me.
I was 16, which gives your argument more weight?
Well, then I didn't raise you at all! You're fully an adult in this society by the time you're 16!
Says the man who said, I know nothing, we must break you down, you own nothing, constantly, as I was 16.
Well, you do literally own nothing. It's important for you to understand the reality.
Anyway, so, we have Lena, guest of honor, Njostroy, and Cormac, with entertainment, if that can be arranged, Lena.
I will do what I can.
Oh, I'll audition. Don't worry.
Sigurdr.
Guard for Catalina. Not Catalina, Magdalena.
There you go.
Guard with Magdalena. And Catalina going is in the stead of somebody in the Duke's Rebellion.
I guess I could be someone's plus one.
Or you could go in their stead.
I mean, that too, I guess. But I think it would look weird for me not to have anyone with me.
I mean, I suppose you could take a plus one.
I'll see who I can find up. Lena, are you bringing Mark?
No.
Who's Mark? Have we heard about Mark?
Mark is...
I haven't heard about Mark. I've heard about Lena from Mark. So...
Mark is the gentleman that I fought alongside when we took over the Grave Diggers.
And?
He's the one who always has a rose in his mouth.
Ah, okay. So is that working for you, or...
Honestly...
I mean, he's more recognizable than you, I think, at this point.
Oh, shut up.
Honestly, he's kind of starting to get a little boring.
So he should cycle through different floras, what you're saying? The rose is too...
No, I mean, the rose thing, yes, it's getting boring. He doesn't have a whole lot to talk about, and produces roses all the time.
Where do they come from? I need to know. Is it magic?
I don't.
Does he just have a lot of frozers? Lena, you're dating this man. You're courting this man. Where are the roses coming from?
It's mostly just like kisses, and I don't care to know.
But I do.
I haven't found any.
Have you looked?
You can stuff them up your sleeves. Like, if you have large sleeves, like large puffy sleeves, I got pretty good at hiding things in, you know, for shows.
So how hard have you looked, Lena?
Not hard, but I'm also not interested in that part of it. Or at least I wasn't. When we were kissing. That's about it. It's unfortunately not a very exciting romantic story.
I mean, you're in it, so it's exciting for you, Lena. But I need to know where those roses are coming from. It's driving me nuts.
I mean, look, just wink at him once and you'll find out where the roses come from. That's all I'm saying, you know?
I am a duchess with nothing. I have nothing to give him, and he has nothing to give me.
Well, that's why it's fun. Kisses can just be given for fun.
Are you really this transactional about your love life? Like, maybe you enjoy his company?
I am raised... What? Why are you criticizing me for this? You're the one who's like, you are a duchess. Your life will be miserable. You must suffer constantly.
I honestly assumed that you would probably have, like, a fake marriage, and then, like, what's the... male version of concubines. Like, that's kind of what I assumed was in your future.
Typically stable boys.
yeah, that is
oof.
What I kind of thought was in your future, but...
I dream of a day when they're no longer stable boys and we call them pool boys instead.
We live by the... just swim in the ocean. We live right there. It's, like, pretty nice all the time.
That's salty. We think if we swam in water that wasn't salty. And in the
so, Beach Boys.
You want to date the Beach Boys?
All I can think of is the band.
Yeah, that's what's wrong with my head.
Yeah, me too.
Worry.
Yeah,
that's why I said it.
I'm just thinking of Brian Wilson.
I don't know what Brian Wilson is, but I imagined Owen Wilson in Loki.
Wow.
We've lost the thread.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, so we've all got a way in. And...
Also, are we wearing bracelet?
Yes, definitely. Don't forget that.
Other things, so we got fake Alina, and we got Santiago to look out for. Other guilds we have not dealt with in some way are the Duelist Guild and the Sorcerers.
Right. I mean, Sigurdr talked to the Duelist Guild, but we don't know where they stand politically, right? Is that what you're saying?
Right. Like, we haven't dealt with them, really. Like, we've talked with some, but, like, and, like, they're a player in the field still.
Right, but we don't know really right. how they interact right. with like imposter most... Catalina or how they react to real Catalina. Okay.
Right. And like every other faction, like we've dealt with the Explorers Guild enough to know that they kind of like don't care either way.
Right. And the other... Sorcerers of Porte, we know nothing. Is that true?
We know very little. We know there's a schism of sorts and all the younger ones are making those weird drinks over at
the Lucky Shot.
I thought that was somebody who dropped out.
I don't know if that's dropout or if it's all the younger apprentices that got kicked out. I don't know what actually happened. I think that was months and months ago when God decided what happened. But so we haven't dealt with them at all, like, in any real sense.
So if there's any of them there, I don't know if any are nobility.
I think my guess would be everyone who's a faction leader is technically nobility at this point.
Right.
Or is it at least high-ranking enough that they would be invited to something like this?
Right. Like, right. Has anyone talked with Friar Lewis lately to see if he's gotten an invite? Like, he is kind of head of Gravediggers, so he might have gotten an invite.
You, like, I mean, you both live in the catacombs.
Do you want to be his plus one?
No, I was just more talking about, like, we could know if all, like, if the Gravediggers are invited, we can presume that, like, basically every other guild is invited.
Fair.
With the exception of the Duke's Rebellion, I'm sure they are not getting an invite. So.
Right.
Adriana is not going.
Well, if you can ask him.
I mean, yes, I can do that. I just didn't know if anyone had talked to him recently.
I haven't.
I've been roaming around between places, and it's been a busy couple of days, and I just found out about the masquerade, like, you know, 30 minutes ago, so...
Fair. Alright, so now we all have to get masks!
Sigurd already has one.
Do you not just, like, have masks, like, several masks, just, like, in the box? Do you not have a mask box?
Do you have a mask box?
Of course I have a mask box. What? Yes.
Well, what's in your mask box? What little options cars. You got?
I'll be right back, and Neostroy, like... way too quickly, like, runs upstairs, and you hear, like, banging and shuffling, and you hear him go, "Shut up, ghost! Not right now!" And then he clatters back down the stairs, like, really excitedly with, like, a, like, very nicely carved, like, wooden crate, and he sets it down and opens it and goes, "These are all my masks." And he starts pulling out these, like, very intricately hand-carved wooden masks that have, like, very exaggerated and big features, like, big kind of, like, not, like, satanic-looking, but almost more, like, Viking-looking fangy mouths with, like, sharp features and large eyes and, like, big plumes of hair and horns on them. And he goes, "This is my favorite one. This is my other favorite one. This one looks like the witch that cursed me. This one looks like a bird. This one's in case there's a plague."
Wait, is this is that a Slavic bird?
Literally... yes, because of where I'm... these are all kind of...
I think that would look good on you, Cormac, for some reason. I don't know why.
Oh, and then this is the mask I catch on fire! And he pulls out a mask and it just bursts into flames. He's like...
maybe not that one.
Yeah, if I'm not doing the pyromancy thing, he, like, flops it out. He throws it away and he grabs the one that has, like, big, like, sharp hooked teeth, like, big eyes, a large pointy nose, and devil horns, and, like, a plume of white hair around it, and it's all red.
Yeah, I think I would have found my own, if you don't mind.
No, you shouldn't wear this. This is terrifying. You're supposed to be the hero. I'm the narrator. I need to look striking and imposing.
Yeah, I think that does it. Yes. Do you think you're the narrator of every story you're in?
You know the time that I was like, I am the ego. Given who's sitting around right here, I think I'm the narrator.
Yeah, like, did you choose to get cursed then?
No, not exactly. Kind of. I mean, everyone chooses to get cursed, but, you know, eh.
Wait, what does that... You know what? I don't know if I have time for the lesson right now.
Everyone chooses to get cursed. If you get cursed because of nothing, then it doesn't really... that doesn't happen. There always has to be a reason that you were cursed. Technically, I was not cursed, I was blessed, but it depends on how you look at it. Anyways.
I think you look at it exclusively as a curse. I don't think you've ever said it was a blessing.
My life was a curse. This was the best thing to do with it. Let me maybe think about it like that.
I'm sorry.
You did not curse my life. It is fine. I've made the best with what I had, which involved getting blessed by a creepy old lady in the woods in, like, a chicken house. It's a thing. Anyways.
So I think we're all set. We find our masks and get ready to go. When is this masquerade again? How soon?
I think we have about a week.
All right.
All right. Anything else we need to go over before we break and get ready for this masquerade?
Nope, I'm excited.
Yeah, it should be fun.
Let's get this over with.
All right. So you guys go your separate ways and go back to running your rebellion, building up factions, and getting ready for a masquerade.
And our circus performance.
So a few days go by, and Cormac wanted to talk to Nostroy. So that would be probably at the circus where Nostroy spends most of his time.
Yeah, I imagine we're, like, running through our act.
Can I be a little bit descriptive about that? Because I have a thought.
Oh, yeah.
You can be as descriptive as you want.
So I think what we're doing right now is Nostroy found a, like, castanet dancer and guitar player. And is using that as, like, the music to back up this, like, story that's narrated over, like, Cormac, like, sword fighting off huge numbers of unruly pirates and slave traders and horrible people.
Love it. So, Nostroy, we're doing this, like, grand daring rescue thing. Do you know any other stories of true love? Saving the day. Any other love story? I feel like you haven't told me a love story lately.
Do you want me to tell you a love story?
Yeah, just, you know, something with a happy ending.
Now, I will say, I believe maybe that is a mistake to ask for me to give you a story with a happy ending. But I will do my best. Okay, out of game, real quick, do you actually want me to tell you a story? Because I actually kind of have something in mind, if that's what you're going for.
Oh, go for it.
Yeah.
So, I think this would all still have, like, the, like, what is it called? Like, the castanet dancer and guitar player are, like, still playing in the background.
You hear in the background the guitar player go, anyway, here's Wonderwall.
Nostroy then just pulls out a gun. Just goes, it must die. I can't really be mean about that. I used to listen to Wonderwall, you know. But anyways, and I think this is like at a point that the music is building, and Nostroy goes, so, back not where I was from, but near where I was from. This was all very small villages, very out of the way. And once there was a man, we'll call him Sven, because his name has been lost to the, like, long history of time. And he was in love with a woman, let's call her, oh gosh.
Vasilisa is what all the Russian women in stories are called.
We're not doing Vasilisa, I was gonna go with Elena, but that also is bad. How about Lisa? Sven and Lisa. They loved each other very much. Now Sven was a great hunter and a great warrior. At this time, the castles were much smaller, the forces not so organized. And in this little village, when some ruffians would come out of the wood and demand furs and meat and grain, Sven would be there to defend the city every time. And you see, like, a man riding out on, like, not a horse, but like a draft animal, you know, like either a big goat or like a small cow, you know, and he carried a club and a shield and was, like, you know, fending off raiders and barbarians. Sven, the great and powerful, all admired him, including his love, Lisa. Now, here is the deal. Here is the problem. Sven and Lisa decided they would like to be married, and oh, how wonderful. But this is a responsibility. For you see, Sven cannot ride off fearless into battle when he has a family to take care of and a wife that needs him. And Lisa herself cannot rely on shelter and companionship from a man who is maybe gone risking his life constantly. Oh yes, it is fun for them to have their flings in the spring, for them to dance together and then have Sven ride off into heroic battle. And this is all, like, you're seeing these scenes of them, like, dancing in, like, beautiful meadows and flame. And then Sven riding off to fight and come back. And he's always, like, a little bit bloodied and, you know, like, limping back to be, cared for by his love. But what when they need to have someone else be cared for? Then Sven's exploits seem not so smart. So, what do they decide to do? Sven goes, all right, I've had my time to be a young and wild man. I will settle down with my love. I will hang up my club and my shield. For a while, this is good. They live a happy life. They have children. Sven turns to farming. He loves his life and it grows full and bountiful. But one day, he sees smoke on the horizon. And now he is an older man, no longer young and full of youth spirit, but now older and slower. He sees raiders riding down towards his village, and he looks over and sees the club and shield on the wall. Now he knows there are other young men who could take up arms, pick up their pitchforks and their spades, and attempt to defend the city. But can he do that? Can he allow for his love for his family to trump his love for proving himself in this way? This is not the question of whether he is in love, but it is what he is in love with more. His family or the fight. There's a fire burning him. He needs that as well. And the story ends there with Sven, like, in a chair looking at his club and shield, wondering what he will do. The answer changes every time you hear the story and every time it is told. Both are true.
No, Shrey. After you told me that Lady and the Tiger story, I said, never again, never again are you going to tell me a story that doesn't have an ending.
Which ending do you want? The, like, music starts to fade out as the song gets, like, a little bit slower and more somber. Do you want Sven to not defend his village and stay with his wife and child? Or do you want Sven to ride off a hero once more? Maybe he survives that fight.
I want the ending that's real. I want the ending.
I have known many Svens and many Lisas in my day. It is an amalgamation of many stories. It is an amalgamation of the difference between the desire and the reasonable one for power and for importance, for relevance, and also a desire to see something grow, to be a part of something smaller and calmer. I have heard both endings of this story. I have seen a tragic story of Sven riding off into battle and dying and abandoning his wife and child. I've seen the story where he stays home and the village is fine. I've seen the story where he stays home and the village is burned to the ground. All have happened.
What about the story where he rides off and is a hero again? Saves the day.
It happens. It happens. It does happen every now and again. But age is a very real thing, and, you know, when you're club-fighting barbarians and you're 50, it doesn't go well. It's a bad idea. No, but my point is that, like, love as a choice comes... Okay, let me maybe say this. Love as a commitment beyond enjoying your springs with your Lisa comes with commitment and sacrifice. That is the point of the story. There is love, the... dancing in the spring sun and riding off to battle and glory and coming back. And there is love, the thing where you have to give away part of yourself for something else. Because, and you're going to be shocked by this hot take, love too is a curse.
I said I wanted a happy ending. That was in my stipulations.
That is a happy ending. He stays home.
There was no ending. It was open-ended.
He stays home and he loves his wife and the village isn't ransacked. That's one of the endings.
Cormac just shakes his head. Why did I do this? Why did I do this to myself? I knew it was going to be like the lady. I should have known. I should have known it was going to be the lady.
Because you do not need certainty. I am... We do not hear stories just for the certainty of the end of them. We hear stories because they teach us something. They have lessons in them.
So what are you trying to teach me, Nostray? What are you trying to teach me this time with your puppets?
With my puppets?
Yes.
What I'm trying to teach you is that your life comes with consequence and sacrifice. If you do this thing, you're not doing another. And introducing yourself by name and screaming that I'm the greatest fighter in the world, come fight me, is maybe not super conducive with having a long, happy marriage and calm life. It is asking for trouble. Which, I mean, like, look, I do fire puppets and travel. I'm traveling with you, so I've made this choice too. It was not to stay home and do nothing.
So how can I choose both? Can I choose
sometimes
to be well known without necessarily endangering people I care about?
Oh no, but maybe that danger is acceptable.
So I can introduce myself, or
let me. Doing this is dangerous. Right. Danger is not always unwelcome or bad. But just know that you're going in with danger.
Right. All right. I can live with that.
I think you can. Yeah, you seem like a person who wants to, in fact.
You're not wrong about that.
I guess, do you want to stay in a farmhouse and, you know, sit in easy chair and watch your crops grow? Or do you want to fight raiders until you can't anymore?
Well, I'll take the first part of the second option. We'll see what happens.
We all get old eventually. I chose to fight in a way that does not require a lot from my terrible body.
Elena Nostra, you're up.
Do you have a way that you want to introduce this scene, Zach? I don't want to step on toesies.
No, I don't fully know what you're doing, so.
Okay. So, I think that Nostra would wait for it to be like Magdalena is like in the kitchen cooking, you know, as she's kind of started doing, and just kind of like comes down into the kitchen and stands like a little bit like awkwardly.
Did you want something? I don't think that I have anything ready to go at the moment.
No, it's not that. It's so I need to talk to someone about something, which I think is weird for me. I don't usually do that. Can I show you a weird thing that I found in my room? That sounds weirder than it is.
It really does.
You know, like, look, just, it's weird, and I feel like if I tell you, you won't believe me.
Does this usually work for you?
You know that I can punch you if you try anything, right?
What? Okay, first of all,
I'm
if I was attempting to, like, woo you and sweep you off your feet, it would not be unclear and me telling you that there is a creepy thing in my room. That's not how I do it.
I don't ever know what to expect from you.
Well, not that. Come on. I mean, I'm actually, like, a little old, but I'm not, like, it doesn't matter, all right? I've spent my life in performance. I know how to, like, but it doesn't matter, all right? Can I show you what's in the room?
Again, I don't ever know what to expect from you, so wooing or whatever you are trying to do, I can punch you if you try something. Lead the way.
As they walk upstairs, Nostra just looks at her and goes, so do you just punch everyone that tries to woo you, like, as a rule, or is it...
No, I'm creeped out by what you're doing right now.
Well, it's creepy! I'm creeped out! We're in the same page! It's just decidedly not wooing!
I'm getting more worried.
You should be. I'm, like, actually, I'm legitimately... I'm dreading this kind of a lot. So Nostra, like, pushes open the door to his room and goes, So when we got this house, it's haunted. Which makes sense, you know, there's, like, a lot of dead things around, and we kind of just stole the house. But anyways, and he, like, pulls the curtain off the mirror that the ghost is living in.
Hello? Mr. Ghost? What does Lena see?
So you pull the sheet off this mirror, and you see the nice silver trim around it. It is a half-full mirror. I don't know if that's how you're supposed to describe them. But it's, you know, like one of the full-length mirrors, but only the top half where you can spin it around. It has nice silver border, and for a second, you see nothing. And then it starts to cloud up, and you see a ghostly apparition with, like, a long hooked nose looking mildly decrepit. Ah, Magdalena. I know you.
OK, Okay, that's fair. This is very creepy. Hello, Senor Ghost. How do you know me?
I know everyone who looks in here.
Oh.
I know what you are afraid of.
Cool. I don't think there's much that I'm scared of. I'm annoyed about a lot of things.
You say that, but you are worried about not being the best.
I don't know if that's fully true. I don't like doing things that I'm not good at. Is there a reason you're in the mirror?
All right, that's fine. I'm glad you're comfortable being worse than your brother.
Ouch. Is there a reason you're in the mirror? Like, if I break it, will you go away?
Don't break my haunted mirror. It's my haunted mirror.
Why do you want the haunted mirror?
I don't know. It is kind of cool. Like, I don't love what it says, but, you know, it's...
I am a neat party trick.
Well, kind of a buzzkill party trick. Anyways, Nostroy...
Don't you want people to leave at 10 o'clock? I mean, I'm very good at getting people to leave on time.
Nostroy just throws the tarp over it and goes, so...
So why show me that?
So I have spent a significant part of my life kind of, don't want to say running away from, but maybe just avoiding the things that bother me the most.
Like a haunted mirror?
No, well, not the haunted. The haunted mirror brought it up. But haunted mirror was not specifically part of my life. Before... Right, I was not born a circus performer. This has been a long time since I have talked to someone about this, so it's difficult. And I don't want to... I'm not talking to you about this because I'm looking for, like, sympathy, but because I think you might be able to understand a little bit of where I am coming from.
Okay.
So Nostroy sits down just like at whatever like desk there is and slips off the his
put it back on.
What? It's not like haunted. It's the eye is not anyways.
I didn't know what you were slipping off. Let's continue.
He slips off the
let me get more comfortable. Oh god, no.
He slips off the eye patch and shows like very mismatched eyes. So like one of them is like a piercing blue that's always covered by the eye patch, and the other one is like a dark brown. So in the country that I am from, the people who ruled, a typical trait of the family was very blue eyes. It was a thing that they prided themselves on. So, yeah, I never met my mother, right? Never knew her. I believe she died when I was born. My father, though, the ruler of the country I am from. A very strong, powerful man, someone who desperately needed impressive sons. And as it turns out, the bastard-born sickly son that he got was not who he wanted. I spent my earliest years haunting a great castle and trying to stay out of the way, unnoticed, constantly sickly, always coughing, never able to keep food down. Everyone just kind of assumed I would die. Eventually, I was taken for a walk and was just left. They locked the doors, pretended they did not know me, and, left me for dead. Kind of my life since then has been making deals to survive and doing what I can and selling whatever parts of me were necessary to ensure that I would not starve and freeze on the street. And then, yeah, travel and trying to forget my past. But you made the point earlier that you're the only one who was born a noble, and technically that's not true. I was as well, I just did something very different with it. But it is kind of the why I am mistrustful of people who claim to rule by no other reason than birth. The circumstances of my birth guaranteed that I was useless to my family and was cast aside for dead.
and I've had to do something else with that life. And the meeting the Duke all the years ago made me kind of, for the first time, respect the noble, someone who defended the place that he lived and tried to actually make it better for the people that lived there. I still don't know how I feel about the notion of having subjects in the way that he did, but he at least tried to do right by them, which at some point is all I can expect. You know, the world does not change overnight, and I don't believe that I'm changing the world with fire puppets, so there's a slight hypocrisy there. But I guess I understand what it is to have a complicated relationship with one's family, and to maybe wish that you could avoid it. But I also know what it is to regret never facing that, and now being an old man, or an older man.
I don't know why you would ever come back and deal with any sort of nobility after that.
Oh, I know why I would want to go back to my home and deal with the people that left me in the street.
Well, no, I understand that. I mean coming here and or anywhere and dealing with...
I didn't, right? I decidedly did not. I performed in circuses, I entertained anybody, peasants and nobles alike. I would perform wherever, for whomever, for whatever money there was. And that was a great deal of fun for a long time, I will say. As much as you said, maybe asking someone to come and look at something creepy in their room is not the best way to woo someone, I will say, being a tall, maybe at the time relatively handsome, and decent orator when I was a young man, lent itself to a certain amount of fun in the countryside. I do not regret this. But eventually, like I said, I met the Duke, and he at least was trying to do right by the people around him. And I decided that was worth defending. It is why Catalina, who she is concerning. She is not her father. And she has not earned that. She has not done right by her people yet. And it's not that I don't think she will. I think that she has been raised by a great number of good people. And I'm sure that that helps. But when you look at what earns my loyalty, it is certainly not the name or the title. It is what you do with it. And it is something that makes me respect you. I believe you're a person who has a name and a title and does something with it, as opposed to someone who has a name and a title and likes to show it off, like your brother.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm very sorry to hear about
it. Was upbringing. A long time ago, and technically what the deal I made was called a blessing. It definitely comes with curses, but I can't starve or freeze to death now, so that's definitely a good thing. It's just the rest of my life is weird as a result.
I think Lena, pats him on the shoulder. I've never been very good at expressing through words, but thank you for telling me that. And I think we're probably more on the same page than I realize.
I think so. Yeah. Yeah, I think that you have a slightly better relationship with your family than I do. But, you know, I'm not trying to compete here. What I'm saying is, if at any point you're like, you know, it sure would be nice if someone maybe didn't kill my brother, but just, like, burnt him a little, you know, you're not going to have to convince me very hard. If there is a poster child for why I do not respect nobles by birth, it is maybe absolutely your brother.
Well, I might take you up on that.
Yeah, yeah, it's an offer. It's an offer on the table.
Maybe not at the masquerade, though.
Now, you know, we don't have to make it public.
And on that slightly morbid thought, we leave Nostroy and Lena. And that's where we'll end tonight.
Hey Wanderers, thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Corsairs of Castile. This game is being run in the 7th Sea 2nd Edition system. If you want to hear more content from the Wandering Gamer Network, you can check us out at the Wandering Gamer Network website. We stream on Twitch with the username wandering_gamers, and you can follow us on Twitter at @WGNPodcast. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. All information about the music used can be found in the episode description. Until next time, wherever you wander, may you find your way home.